If you missed my episode from last week, then I highly, highly recommend that you go and back and listen to it. Otherwise, this episode may not make a lot of sense. In it, I explained exactly why I was resharing my old episodes on content honey traps. Because as my podcast evolves and the things I'm learning and testing and doing, so too does my overall framework. And while I'm going to be doing a completely separate episode on my new framework that I call content dripping, I really wanted to revisit these episodes on the 8 content honey trap mental models because this is such a foundational aspect of my new framework. So in the last episode, I reshared the first 4 content honey trap mental models. And this one, we're actually going to revisit the next 4 content honey trap mental models. Learning how these content honey traps work is going to be the difference between you muddling your way to grow your audience and intentionally and deliberately doing so. Mastering these were a game changer for me, and I know they will be for you too. So without further ado, let's get into it.
Ever felt that frustration of knowing that you have to be on social media? Because, well, let's face it, you see all your other competitors on there having all of this success. And even when you think, well, maybe it's not a platform or marketing strategy that I need, everyone is telling you you need to be on there. And yet you're getting absolutely nothing by posting. No engagement, no new followers, no new downloads on your podcast episode. You've put the time in. By the way, you've put the time in to pull out the best quotes of the episodes, to clip the best parts for an audiogram. Every time you release a new episode, you're announcing it with a trailer and you're doing all this work. It's taking up a good chunk of your time, which is definitely not free. And still, nothing. Yeah, this is a very, very common frustration. And by the way, it is not your fault. It's not your fault. It's definitely not your fault that you are doing all these things and feeling this way, because that is what the gurus tell you, right? Repurpose, repurpose, repurpose. That's what they say all the time. But to what end? To just feel like you're contributing to your marketing through volume rather than through intentionality and purpose? Intentionality and purpose to get listeners for your podcast and leads and clients off the back of that. Well, fortunately, I have the answer for how you can throw this frustration to the curb and use this one instant secret hack to triple the number of listeners from your social media. My name is Deidre Shen, CEO and co-founder of CapShow, and this is the Grow My Podcast Show, the show that helps high-ticket coaches and consultants generate leads through their podcast. Hi, my name is Deidre Shen, the co-founder and CEO of CapShow and Podcast to Profit Accelerator. I'm joined by my co-founder, Bonna Rai.
Hello.
In this episode, we are going to be covering the secret hack that you can use, by the way, right away to triple the number of instant downloads on every new podcast episode. I kid you not, this is going to be an absolute game changer for you. Okay, so let me tell you a little bit about how this first came about. It was actually a little bit more than a year ago now. Mm-hmm. 2 years ago, I should say.
2 years. No,
what year are we in? 2022?
2022.
A year ago. It was a lot more than a year ago. We had launched a podcast for our coaching business at the time. This was when we were coaching e-commerce business. Well, we were struggling, right? We were struggling with getting listeners. We were struggling with getting leads.
It was early dark days.
Yeah, we were struggling. We were definitely struggling, let alone getting clients from our podcast, right? It's just not happening. I felt like I definitely felt like I was probably the main driver of the podcast. I'm going to put that out there. Yes, and I felt like I was doing it more because I had made this commitment to myself that I was going to publish every week. And we were actually publishing twice a week.
Yes, Monday and Thursdays we were dropping.
Exactly. Rather than it actually being of any value to growing my business, I felt like that was probably where we ended, where we were doing it more because I was like, we made this commitment to ourselves, whatever that means.
Yeah.
So we've got to do it.
Consistency and discipline. Yep.
Exactly. We've got to do it. And, you know, I'd constantly be rationalizing to myself because I'd be like, this is just us creating content and this is just us finding our voice. And, you know,
so. It doesn't have to be perfect.
Exactly. It doesn't need a result. It does not need outcomes, yes. Right? We're just here having a good chat.
Yes.
Adding value, whatever that means. And yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
It's a good use of our time, of our very, very valuable time. And those are really good things, of course, right? But it can only get you so far.
Yes.
Until you look back and realize that, you know, you've created over 50 episodes with really not much to show for it.
Yeah, that's right. Because I think we got into the hundreds in the end.
We did. Yes. We did.
That's a lot of time.
Yeah. And we were doing the things, you know. We were posting the Instagram when an episode went live. I shared it in our Facebook group and on my feed. We emailed our list. We were doing everything that we were told and taught to do, and yet still nothing.
Mm.
And this is the thing, right? Our content was good. It was good. We have reviews telling us our content was good. And yet I started to really doubt myself.
Mm.
I started feeling like this imposter, like I wasn't good enough, because if the content was so good, why wasn't anyone listening?
Mm.
Especially when I promoted it.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And so fast forward a few months, and we were actually at one of Russell Brunson's private coaching events.
Mm.
And he was going deep into hooks and headlines. And he said this one thing. He said, the secret with headlines is curiosity. The more raw curiosity, the more likely they are to click, to register, and to actually show up.
Listen.
And I had this big light bulb moment then, because everything I know that, and I'm sure it's the same for you, Bonna, but everything I know I have ever done in my life, I know I've done because of curiosity.
Yes.
A lot of it, right?
Yeah. Taking that first step. Yeah.
Exactly. Like even things that I didn't do. For example, you know, my parents really wanted me to do medicine, to study medicine out of high school.
Yeah.
And one of my biggest reasons, even though at the time I didn't know exactly like why it was and stuff, but one of the things that I felt myself like getting pulled towards and pulled away from was like being able to have more options. I knew that if I went into medicine, it's kind of only that, I mean, yeah, you can explore curiosity within the medical field, but you're very limited. Like it's
right.
And that was a big reason why I decided that I didn't want to do medicine, because I didn't want to pull myself in.
So early, yeah.
Yeah. So curiosity, again, for all of the other things I could be doing in my life, was the big, big driver to actually not go down that path. So curiosity, you know, on both sides has been like a big driver for things that I have done, and also a big driver for things that I haven't done in my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, starting our first business. So my husband, Ash, and I, when we started our business in hospitality in the Chalk Pot in Sydney, that was just out of pure curiosity to see where would it go, what could we do, even though we had no ride, we had no business to even start a business in hospitality, because we didn't have the experience, or couldn't, like none of it. Moving to New York City, that was like pure curiosity, because I've always wanted to work and live overseas and experience a new city in a new way. Curiosity. Exploring all the different iterations of business ideas and the pivots that we've had. And maybe we can give our listeners a little bit of a sneak peek of some of them.
Yes.
Behind the scenes of some of them in the show notes.
There's been many.
Yeah. All out of curiosity, right? I'm sure the same was for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, you kind of don't realize maybe even at the time, but I think to your point, the things that you don't do means that, as I say, you're either not curious enough about it, or it's the things like the I think what we see as options, because we don't even know if they're valid options. We just know that we want them.
Yes.
Because I think you're left with that feeling of like, what if? And you really have to find out.
Yes.
I think that's the other thing that really compels you to take action.
Yeah.
So I can definitely relate to that.
Totally. And this is key, you guys, because this is how we're going to compel your listeners to take action. So everything I'd ever gotten into and achieved was because of this raw, insatiable curiosity, this need to know what it was about and then to master it.
Yes.
And curiosity is such a strong emotion. And we actually kind of mentioned that it's this one of the strongest emotions that actually compels people to move, right? To act, to do something, because they can't help want to figure it out. This is the thing that drives a lot of humans, right? It's like, okay, we get curious. There's this kernel of something that permeates our environments, our brains, whatever. And it's like, okay, well, we need to figure this thing out.
Yes.
Figure out the answer. It's kind of like, you know, and I actually even did this yesterday. I think, I forgot what we were talking about, but I think Ash was like, I think we were talking about like a particular song or a singer or something.
Yeah.
And oh no, it was so random. It was about Enrique Iglesias
and Anna Konnikova, right?
And whether they were still married.
I was like, surely they're still together. And we're like, no.
Yeah.
I was like, surely they're not. I mean, come on.
Like with the amount of divorces and stuff that happens in the celebrity space. So
yes.
I was so curious, and I was like, straight away,
Google it.
Let's Google this thing, right?
It happens all the time.
It's not even like those big things, obviously, but even the smaller things that we don't realize, we're picking up the phone, we're searching, we need to find out now. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're clicking.
Exactly.
So this is the thing, like when you get so curious about something, you can't let it go. That curiosity, that need to know the answer is so strong that it compels people to act.
Yes.
So at the time that I was listening to, we were listening to Russell breaking this down, I was struggling with why I was even podcasting at the time, you know? Mm. So we were told to publish, but I wasn't seeing particular growth in our audience. I wasn't seeing us really getting leads from it. It was starting to feel like a chore, something that I had to do rather than something that I wanted to do, because I guess I'm so economically minded that I needed to see an ROI from this thing that I was doing, and we just weren't.
Yeah.
So at the time, he was talking about curiosity in the context of headlines. That was how he was positioning it and how he was teaching it. But knowing how much curiosity had driven me, my life, you, just people generally, I knew that we could take this concept and extend it even further. So how I started thinking about how could we use curiosity to create these honey traps on social media so that our audience would actually feel compelled to listen to our podcast.
Yes.
Right? Because what I realized in that moment was that, it was great that I was posting and promoting, but it was actually really ineffective. I was already giving away the good stuff, which meant that they were like, okay, great. You've already told me what I needed to know.
I've got the cliff notes.
Exactly. Already. Or maybe they were like, oh, I'll file this away for later. I do need to listen to this. I'll file away for later, but then life gets in the way.
Yeah.
Right? Because the curiosity
isn't strong enough.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And so we started testing. We started creating this content honey trap after honey trap. Yeah, and obviously they're never going to like work the first go.
Or even the 10th go.
Yeah, exactly. But we did. We suddenly started seeing spikes in our downloads.
Yes.
And we're like, this is awesome. This is so cool. Okay, but that's we're not done, right? Because growing listeners is awesome. But what we really wanted was actual leads. Yes. So emails onto our list that we could nurture and get into a sale.
Yeah.
Right. That's our end game. So we started creating content honey traps in our episodes so that people would feel so compelled to not only listen, but then to sign up to our list.
Yes.
And I saw, we did the numbers, saw an almost 80% increase.
Mm.
And from this increase, we've been able to get people to our challenges or into a call and into a sale. And this is the exact strategy that we've been able to consistently get multiple high ticket clients a month now.
Organic.
Really organic too. That's the best part.
Exactly.
So this, you guys, this is how content honey traps came about. So as a recap, because I know we spoke about content honey traps in the last episode, but just as a quick recap, it is a system designed to take your podcast content and compel your dreamiest clients to follow you through your front end funnel. So from your social media to your podcast to your conversion event, so that you have this consistent stream of buyers waiting to throw their credit cards at you.
Mm.
So in the last episode, again, we started talking about content honey traps and specifically the mental models that we used based on great stories.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So there were four of those mental models. And as a reminder, they're the paradox, the cliffhanger, the big reveal, and the share. What we're going to do in today's episode is we're going to first take a mini ad break. And when we get back, we're going to dive into the other four mental models, which are based on your tips or your how-tos. And these are so powerful to use on your social media to create that strong curiosity so that when you promote, your audience are going to want to listen straight away. And that is the key, right? Yes. The key is not to just have them be like, oh, okay, let me file this away for later, eventually, to get to it. The key is how can you create so much curiosity in that moment that they're like, gotta listen to it now.
Yes.
That's what we want. All right, so let's take that ad break and we'll be right back. Okay, so let's get into these other four mental models of the content honey traps.
Yes.
And this one is based on tips or how-tos.
Yes.
So Bonna, why don't you run us through them?
Okay, I love these because sometimes I do feel like when we're talking about content honey traps and the story-based content honey trap tools, that can create a lot of pressure for people to think, oh gosh, I don't have any cliffhanger stories or something crazy that happened that to really hook people. So I love these because what these do is they help you create just as compelling content honey traps for your front-end funnel, but featuring the main thing that we all do as coaches, which is our unique expertise. So what it does is this approach will really kind of help you take that and help you resist the urge to give away that value. To say,
because we can't help it, right?
Yeah, because you're a coach because you want to serve your audience.
Exactly.
So we totally get that. So that's why I think the role that Capture will play is to save you from yourself. And not to say that you can't share these tips as value, but the main thing is sequencing, right? So before you, or when your podcast episode drops, to your point, how can you tease them the value that they're going to get on the episode so that they listen and you have the best possible way to deliver those tips with your story, with your context, rather than just as an Instagram caption that they can just save, as you said, and try to implement. You can always share that as content later, that this is really going to help you in that moment to get maximum listens and maximum activation in terms of becoming part of your lead. So part of your list, sorry. So there are four tips-based content story, content honey trap tools. So the first one is what we call the rebel. So I really like this one because what it basically, it's based off of the promise of the premise where you really draw your audience in by sort of alluding to the fact that you have maybe a different opinion on, you know, what it is that you're teaching. So opinion, I should say educated opinion, of course. So this is all about busting myths that are prevalent in your industry, right? So when it comes to us, for example, podcasting is a relatively, still a relatively newish sort of, you know, particular niche. And you've got a very specific way that, you know, that you teach business owners who podcast to actually, you know, the role that the podcast plays in their business, right? So you can hear about all of that, obviously, in the podcast. So I'm not going to go into that too much, but the rebel will really help you say, you know what? It's not about just, you know, publishing every single day. What it's not about, you know, what getting, you know, using your podcast to get leads is not about is trying to get land a celebrity to come on your podcast, right? But what it is about is I'm going to go into in my episode.
Yes.
And everyone's like, oh, wonder what it is. I've been publishing every day. I've been trying to get a celebrity onto my podcast. So what is the secret?
Yeah.
And that's the, someone may not say that out loud, but that's the thought that they have, right? So this is not about, it's about creating a dramatic enough reaction for that person to then just go, you know what? I need to listen to this now. Oh, okay. It's a quick 15 minutes and listen to it while I'm, you know, walking to the supermarket. So that is the kind of reaction that you want. And that's why I love the rebel for it. You kind of just allude to what it's not. And then people want to know what it is.
Yes.
Even if it's just to say, I don't agree with you. Yeah. So definitely leverage that. The second one is called what we call the jaw dropper. So the jaw dropper is all about how can you tease a secret that you've delved into in the podcast. So this is useful for if it's a certain process, you know, that you talk about or a certain mini methodology that you teach. If it's just, it just needs a little bit of context that you need to go to. You just want to entice your customer, sorry, your listener enough to really kind of listen to that, right? So you can allude to the thing that it is without giving it away. So the jaw dropper, for example, you know, you've got so many, you're a framework queen.
I just love frameworks.
I'm just trying to see how many frameworks. I think the only thing you have more of than frameworks is domains.
I do have a lot of domains. Also because I think I have a domain for each framework that I've created.
Oh, very plus true.
More.
Yeah. I was going to say maybe multiple domains per framework.
Yeah.
And the other thing you have a lot of is podcasts. So you're also competing now. But yeah, a lot of frameworks, a lot of podcasts, and a lot of domains. But really the great thing about that though is each framework could probably split into multiple jaw droppers because they're just these little content honey traps, you know. They're all these different processes. The great thing about being a coach and a consultant is that you have a certain way of doing things. And you may not even, for example, if you're a health coach, there might be a certain way that you teach meal prep. So nothing, it doesn't even have to be anything fancy. So that's where the jaw dropper is really great because you're just, again, alluding to the secret, like you're really kind of saying, this is the thing that I go into, you really have to listen. And then you link it to the outcome.
Yes. I was about to say, it's really about the result, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. And people start to say, okay, that is definitely the result that I want. I feel like I've tried all of these things.
Yeah.
What is this particular thing? So, you know, it doesn't have to be anything cool or fancy. But if it is, and you've got a, you know, an awesome name for it, and it's
like content honey.
Exactly. Where the name itself is like, what is that? Right. And then a lot of, I think we've seen coaches in that space, they do name their methodologies, they do name their frameworks. They have a certain, you know, I guess almost like mini community around these things. Then if you have something like that, which is awesome if you do, then you really, really want to make the most of it and use what we call the marvel as the content honey trap tool. So the marvel is very similar to the jaw dropper, but it's really helpful to use when, as we just said, you have a very specific name. So I did allude to content honey traps in the jaw dropper because there are things that you do, you know, in content honey trapping that you can use that tool for. But really, it's the marvel, because everyone's like, what is a content honey trap? Yes. Immediately, I want it, whatever yes. it is. I want to be in it. I want to set it. I want to, you know, I just have this physical reaction to it.
Yes.
So the marvel is amazing for that. So if you are a coach or consultant, again, that's invested in brain power and experience in creating this, then this will do something very similar where you just link it. Again, you talk about the end result yes. that your client wants, your listener is craving.
Yeah.
And then you say, well, you know, this is going to be the thing that I talk about, this yeah. cool content honey trap. You know, for us, our listeners want to obviously not, they're not just looking to monetize their podcast. That's not how they're thinking about it. They're thinking about this is the lead generation machine, which not only helps me hone my voice and create long form content, but it's going to connect me to my most ideal person.
Yes.
And they're just going to jump on a call with me, and they're already going to feel like they know me, and the sale is not even going to feel like a sale. I'm going to find my people. And that is kind of what they're looking for.
Mm.
Right. And we know that content honey traps is the way to get there.
Yes.
So listen to this episode on what content honey traps are and yeah. how you can start using it straight away. And I'm like, I'm there. Yes, I want to have a really easy sales conversation that doesn't feel like a sales conversation, right? So the marvel's amazing for that.
Yeah. So definitely, just to summarize, because we have one more to go through, but it's like, there is a lot. There's a lot yes. here. So the first one was all about the rebel. Now that is what the thing that you're talking about is not. Okay. So that's really how you think about it. What is it not? The second one we spoke about was the jaw dropper, which is, okay, your client wants this end result. How can you tease the fact that they can get this end result with this secret that you're going to unveil in yes. the episode?
Yes.
The third one is the marvel, which is similar to the jaw dropper. So again, you're teasing that end result that your client wants. But this time, how you're going to help them is through this really cool named framework.
Very important.
Very important that they're going to be like, I need to know what, I don't know, ninja commerce is. For example, I don't know. I just made that up. I'm really terrible at this. I come up with a framework, you guys. Yeah. Not so much the names.
Oh, you're a very good name. Huh?
Yeah,
you're a very good
I
name,
do,
right?
Actually.
I just need some. I need to be in the shower to, you know, really have a downtime to think about.
Maybe need the framework.
Yeah, I do need the framework.
But yeah, if you have a cool name for your framework, that's when you use the marble.
Yes.
All right.
So, yes.
So that's three. Now we're
on the fourth one. Is called. This is our newest edition, actually.
Ooh,
yeah, yes. This is one that we came up with more recently. Be like, there is something missing here, and that is really speaking to the pain point about ideal customer. So this fourth content honey trap tool is called the Boxer. And really, you know, whilst the others really kind of talk to the end aspiration and, you know, and that's very, very powerful. What the Boxer can be really helpful for if you're like, you actually just want to agitate the pain points that they're currently feeling.
Yeah.
You still want to link it obviously to the end result, because we're all about, you have to paint the vision. But this is really about how can you use those pain points that you know that they're feeling right now to really compel them, right? To really say, if, you know, like we were talking about, definitely our listeners are really committed to podcasting, but they're really starting to feel that energy drain. They're really starting to feel like, is this really worth it? But they're afraid to stop because they might be two steps away from gold, right?
Yes.
They're like, it's all about consistency. It's about discipline to keep showing up. But they're starting to really doubt themselves. So that's a very unique pain point that people who don't podcast or business owners who don't do this on top of everything else can't really relate to be honest. So it's really about being very, very specific. And then of course, hinting at the solution for that being in your episode. Again, you're not giving them away to say, hey, if you're feeling this, do this, goodbye.
Yes.
You're saying, I feel it. That's really, you know, and so as specific as possible. So really the tool will help you get to that. And then it's saying, then teasing the solution. And people are like, you know what? Instead of recording today, I'm going to listen to this thing.
Yes.
And see if maybe there's a solution for me, because I am tired of doing that.
Yes.
So that's why we thought we've got to round this out with kind of a pain point led content honey trap tool. So that is the Boxer.
Yes. Amazing. You guys, do you see that? So those are four mental models that we use and we've embedded into Capture, which is a software that can help you actually create these content honey trap captions super quickly, super easily, like a bank of them that you can pick and choose, you can edit, and then you use on your social media to instantly triple your downloads as soon as you promote it. Okay. Because I want to bring this full circle. I spoke about the story at the beginning of this episode about the frustration that we were feeling, right? Podcasting, and promoting, you know, we were doing all the things. Again, I'm sure that you're doing.
Yeah.
And the problem isn't consistency or lack thereof. The problem isn't showing up and promoting or, you know, it's and how frequently you're doing that. the gap or what's missing is actually the quality of it. Like, what are you actually saying in your promotion posts, in your emails, in the things to actually, are you creating that curiosity where people are like, I now need to go and listen to this episode?
Yes.
That, you guys, is the key. And that is what Content Honey Traps is going to help you with.
Yes.
So I hope that you understood that. If not, please let us know. Like, this is it. Like, this podcast, we are here to serve you. Like, as we are on this journey and have taken this journey, we want to share everything that we have learned with you on this podcast. That's that purpose of it. So that was across these last two episodes, we have covered the 8 mental models of Content Honey Traps. So yes. You guys go and start implementing, try them out and let us know how you found it, right? Like, email us. I think we have our email in the show notes. Yes. You can DM me at my Instagram's on the show notes. Like, whatever it is, get in touch. Let us know how you're doing. If you, like, seriously, I would love nothing more than for you to screenshot, even if you're listening to this episode, and you're like, you had a light bulb moment. You're like, OMG, I need to try this other thing. Please screenshot this, share it to your stories, tag me at Deidre Chan, and actually say, like, what was that light bulb moment? Okay. Because I want to celebrate. I want to share you with my own audience. Like, that would give me so much joy to do. So definitely do that. Obviously, also leave us a review, leave us a rating, please. That's always helpful.
We'd also appreciate that.
Yes. Follow and definitely check out the show notes, because we will be dropping these 4 mental models as a cheat sheet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in our show notes. So definitely go and get that. Now, this is, I mean, we talk about this being one of the secret hacks that's going to help you get those listeners from social media to your podcast. Okay. But the thing is, and this is very, like, I call it an undisclosed formula. And I want to go into that.
Yeah.
Content Honey Trap.
It's an undisclosed formula.
Yeah. That no one talks about, but that everyone, like, I'm telling you, the top 1% of podcasts, like anyone, any industry, they're doing on social media. Okay.
Yes.
So I'm going to talk about this next episode, what that is, because it's one thing to actually lay those content honey traps on your social media, but this undisclosed formula is what is going to help you actually get the visibility. Like, because I know that you're probably sitting there going, oh, that's great. Okay. I can post this thing. But again, the algorithms against me.
Yeah.
You know, I only have the same people that's engaging on my post anyway. Like, what's the point of doing this if it's just going to be the same handful of people?
Yes.
That's going to see
a lot of followers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So this undisclosed formula that I'm going to go into next episode, it is going to break all of those myths. It's going to shake all of that up. Something that you can do, start doing straight away to help you get the visibility that you deserve.
Love it. Can't wait.
All right, you guys. We'll see you on the next episode. In the meantime, definitely check out our show notes. Get that cheat sheet. Shoot me an email. Whatever it is, please get in touch. And we'll see you on the next one. Bye.
Bye.